Joining me live over the phone is Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, with an update from the city of Kemmer and Southern Lincoln County. Brian, good morning. How are you today?
Great. It's a bright, sunshiny day, literally and figuratively here in Kemmer.
That it is. You know, a lot's taken place since you and I talked last in the course in the energy sector, and things starting to come to fruition that we've been talking about for a few years, headlined by that official construction permit submitted for the Natrium nuclear reactor.
Yes, that was exciting. It's progressing just as planned, and things are moving full steam ahead, as I've always said. And this is just the next steps are taking place. In fact, right now, today, in town, in our event center, is TerraPower and Bechtel are here today. They're actually meeting today for a pre-construction meeting for the TerraPower sodium test and fill facility. So this is trying to give us some updates on construction schedules. And it's fantastic because I just was over there and I met a couple of people that are from Bechtel as well as TerraPower. There was two people from Bechtel, one of which has already bought a house, and another one's renting. And I know I'm going to meet some more today with our meeting. So we're excited. And another thing that's going on there is there's actually TerraPower is hiring for 8 full-time employees right here in Kemmer right now. And they just need to have experience in the nuclear industry. And you can go up and see that on their website if there's any interest in the audience. So,
that was fantastic. So things progressing, moving right along. I know you mentioned you're getting updates on timeline today, but heading into that meeting, what is the expected timeline with what you've been told in the past, construction-wise?
Well, so this summer, they're doing earthwork for the test facility, sodium test and fill facility, which is does not need to be permitted by the state or by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. That actually is more of a county kind of permit. So that's moving ahead really well. And then next summer, then they begin doing the work on the other plants, the nuclear island as well as the energy island. So those are moving right ahead as well, according to schedules, last I heard.
That's when you start seeing all the temporary workforce coming in, right? That'd be next summer.
Well, yeah, we'll have a temporary workforce this summer of about 150, but then next summer I think you're going to be more like the area of 500, and then they're going to stay for a few years to build this thing, and you know, peaking at about 1600 is the last peak number that I saw on the, and those sustained for at least a couple of years on that. So it'll ramp up, start off really good, strong pace next spring, beyond the 150 this summer, and then it'll just keep ramping up. And I think they're trying to get this thing built to hit their deadline of opening the plant in 2030 summer. So they've got a lot of work to do, and they're moving ahead. So
yeah. Of course,
one of the big
discussions is housing and infrastructure and services for all those people. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard because you got to take care of all that. But then it is a temporary situation. I know a lot of full time workers expected to be there. But what's the latest when it comes to finding housing and services for 1,500 additional people for a short time?
Well, we're making progress. On the Gateway PUD by the cemetery, there's going to be, in fact, we're getting really close to a meeting with the zoning board for them to give them final plat recommendation, then to be submitted to the city council. I expect that within the next month to have that meeting with them. The way things are going, I was just talking to developers yesterday about trying to schedule that meeting. So things are moving ahead there. So that's 88 townhomes. A lot of which could be used as rentals for those folks. And then there's about 46, I think, or 50-something, actually, of the 57 or something regular homes as well, residential larger homes to fill the demand there. There's also 6 fourplexes. There's a gentleman that just bought some land in Kemmer. 6 fourplexes between the Kemmer apartments and I think it's called the Regency apartments up there. There's talk about hoping that the Regency Apartments kind of fix up some of their units. There's also the same owner of that, of those fourplexes that are being started, is also bought 44, I think, homes, lots in Diamondville for regular homes. And then in addition, I think I might have mentioned before, a preliminary plat subdivision application was submitted to us by the same developer for the Gateway PD, BUD over by what we call 291 acres on south of town, which is called Track 3. That's going to have a lot of that's probably the biggest lion's share potentially of I would call them apartments, nice apartments for the temporary workforce. So things are moving there, and they're working very closely with the water and wastewater folks to make sure that there's enough there, and I think we're very confident in getting that done. So plenty of room for growth, and just trying to get it done as soon as possible, of course. So
Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, with us on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. Brian, other big developments since we last talked in the coal industry, and some things continue to look brighter and brighter for coal.
Yeah, actually, coal is kind of getting a refresher, I would just call it. I don't know if it's a coal renaissance or anything like that, but they seem to be selling a lot of their coal. They're not only providing here in the Kemmer side of things, they're not only providing coal to the power plant and the Trona mines, but also they're exporting coal to Nevada. And so they've got exports in mind. Still hoping, of course, to move the road and get that Glen Rock Kanata project going. And I know there's been some delays on that, but we're definitely hoping for that project, because we want them to not only build their 100-person plant here, but we also want them to use Kemmer coal, and we're hoping that will come to fruition as well. These things take time, and we're just going to be try to be optimistic, and that things are going to work out when they do end up converting, not in one and two, to the natural gas, which would take away a lot of the coal, of course. But there's plenty of demand, it seems as though, in the market right now for coal, and that the sustainable electricity power that it provides. So.
Excellent. Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator on the Weekday Wake Up. Brian, any other developments in the energy sector you'd like to mention before we move on?
Well, the other interesting thing, I think, when I was looking at the IRP for Rocky Mountain Power, and this has been talked about in the press before, but I think it's really innovative and exciting. They're looking at, as part of the IRP, I think in 2027, to have a hydro storage above Naughton, so that it comes down, you pump the water up to another little lake, and then as you need it, there's up to 8 hours, I believe, of power on demand, which is better than any kind of a battery, or even the it's actually better than the 5 hours that you get from the ramp up for the nuclear. So it's pretty exciting. We're trying to be innovators here in Kemmer, obviously innovating in not only energy, but also in producing coal to ammonia and that kind of thing. So we're trying to be, I guess you would call it, the Rocky Mountain innovators up here. And we're excited to also work with Idaho on creating a nuclear corridor here and get some ancillary nuclear industry coming here. So there's so many opportunities we can't begin. That's why I'm saying it's a bright, sunshiny day. It's really exciting to
Absolutely.
Be a part of. So.
Well, and it leads to so many benefits outside of that energy sector and industry. You've recently seen the revitalization of downtown in Kemmer, and things continue to grow and improve on the Triangle and surrounding areas.
Yeah, in fact, Duke, that I was just yesterday got a call from someone who's helping the Baldwins get their Meta Spa going right next to the Victory Theater there, and I know that the Spains and Quality Realty is getting ready to, they've recently purchased land from us, and we're excited to see their building come up too. So it's just fun in the downtown. If it's okay, I'd like to make a plug though for the day-to-day operations people out there, our street crews. They do a really good job right now. We've got a lot of challenges with our roads, and they're doing a good job filling those with the cold patch out there now, and then we'll get the hot patch later. But, the snow has melted. They, their work has really intensified on the street side of things. And hence the, also the importance, of course, as we talked about before, the 1 cent special purpose tax, and our city council has approved me submitting a request on that to go on the ballot for $4.3 million in streets projects. So we are excited about the opportunity for that as well. And we've been working very closely with the folks up north on making sure we have projects that are going to help their economy and help their people and their way of life. And provide economic benefit in our minds as well. And so things are moving on the special purpose tax side of things as well.
That's Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator. Brian, as always, appreciate the insights and updates. Anything we missed you wanted to mention?
Well, I mean, you could talk about the fact that let me just tell you, we're burning the midnight oil down here, but that's okay. We're not complaining. There's the special Project West impact funding that, you know, Lincoln County was able to apply totally for $8.4 million, which we still have to kind of show technical support for or detailed support to go before the Industrial Siding Council. But the county applied for $8.4 million. The city of Kemmer hoping to get $1.2 million of that from the Industrial Siding Council to deal with the impacts from that. So, and then we're also ready to open our golf course probably next week. So things are moving in Kemmer.
Excellent. Love it. That's Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, on the Weekday Wake Up. Brian, thanks for the updates. We'll touch base again next month.